Welcome to a brand new episode of Remember the Golden Tongues. I'm your host, Micah, joined by my co-host, Brad.
I've already got a knot in my stomach looking over this tournament bracket.
And joined by my other co-host, Carrie.
What's up?
Is Carrie the first two-time guest that's not Jay
on the show? I think so.
Nice.
I think so. You're in good company? Question mark.
Yeah, is Jay good company?
Yeah, that's a question for another day. But what we are here to answer, the question that we're here to answer is, what is the best James Bond theme song? That's right. It's a tournament episode. These are always incredibly fun because we get a little bit of your input, and then we take your nonsense, we take your lemons, and make them into lemonade.
I will say, of all of the initial rankings that we've done in these three tournaments so far, this is the third tournament. These are the ones that I generally most align with. Like I said, the overall rankings I think are pretty good. Starting point. There's a few.
I wholly questionably. Disagree.
There's a few questionable decisions. There's a couple questionable decisions. I'm not surprised that Carrie is upset about the placement of one particular song.
I'm not only upset about Jack White's placement in this bracket. There are some other initial matchups in this opening round here that really, really leave me wondering what some people were thinking.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. So, look, normally we have these tournament episodes. It's usually Brad and I that come to a consensus. Music is so just all over the place. So we decided we needed a third. We needed a professional music person to come in and help us. And what's going to happen is we don't all have to come to a consensus.
No, we can actually
this particular episode.
We can
this
actually debate winners and losers here.
That's right. This is best 2 out of 3 opinions per bracket. Now, I will leave criteria up to the individual person. All I ask is that you try to remain consistent. And I say that for myself, because I'm going to get a bit irrational here, but this is it. This is a free for all, basically.
It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun time.
Yes, this is going to be very fun. Let's start with the first matchup. Number 16, Moonraker by Shirley Bassey against number 17, All Time High
by Rita
Coolidge.
Yes.
Let me start. I love Shirley Bassey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shirley Bassey, but Moonraker, of the Shirley Bassey songs, I think that Moonraker is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
That being said, I hate All Time High.
Really?
It stinks. It feels like an opening for a sitcom to me. I do not like it at all. This is super easy for me. Moonraker moves on, in my opinion. What say you, Carrie?
Sure. I would agree that of the Bond themes performed by Shirley Bassey, Moonraker is by far the weakest. I think Moonraker comes off as her just trying to. And the thing is, this isn't just on her. This is also on John Barry, who wrote the song. Shirley Bassey is just performing these. I think it's her. It sounds like they're just trying to recapture the success of Goldfinger. But I think you could probably say the same thing about Diamonds Are Forever. But I kind of prefer All Time High.
Really?
I think All Time High is like this perfectly 1983 song. Like it has some of the stuff that you would expect to hear in a Bond theme as far as the orchestration is concerned, but then it also has that like very like mid 80s sound to it. But between the two, I would rather listen to All Time High because of how like perfectly mid 80s it is. I think both of them are really weak, but I would rather listen to All Time High. So I'm going with that.
So you're going with All Time High. See, this is why I'm glad you're here. Because I like the fact that we get to have some deciding votes. That's very fun. Micah said that All Time High stinks. And Micah is wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All Time High mega stinks. All Time High is a fucking terrible. Is a terrible fucking song. It is probably of all the James Bond songs, All Time High is the least Bondian of all of the James Bond themes that are out there. It is the one that sounds least like it belongs to a James Bond movie. The fucking theme from Never Say Never Again sounds more like a James Bond theme than fucking All Time High does. You know, with its shitty fucking 80 Duke Silver saxophone fucking shit going on in the background.
Sax intro. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, it's so bad. It's so good.
It's so bad. And I get to pull rank on you with this particular opinion because I am a saxophonist. So I'm allowed to comment to have the authoritative response. This song sucks ass. It is woven into the theme, the score from the film, nicely by John Barry. Credit to him. But All Time High sucks. Moonraker, Moonraker's about, like, the initial ranking 16 is probably in the range of where I'd have Moonraker. I agree with you guys, it is the weakest of the Shirley Bassey catalog, which makes the matchup that Moonraker's about to get into a little bit anticlimactic in the Bassey off that's happening in the first official round. But there are a few things where Moonraker will win out over other films. This is one of the few categories where that is. My vote goes to Moonraker, making it the winner by a count of 2-1. And so it will advance to go against top overall seed, Goldfinger, in the next round.
All right. Well, that was pretty painless. For me, anyway. Next up, the next matchup, Nobody Does It Better versus Die Another Day. Would you like to go first, Brad? Would you like to just get this one right out of the way, right quick?
Thanks for coming, Die Another Day.
Yeah.
I mean, we appreciate the fact that Die Another Day showed up because it had to. Look, I mean, fucking 25th seed out of 26? Die Another Day?
Yeah, it's,
you know what? One too high for my liking. Analyze this. Die Another Day sucks. That's my opinion.
Carrie?
Yeah, Die Another Day is terrible. Look, Nobody Does It Better. It's performed by Carly Simon. It's extremely Carly Simon, for better and for worse. But God, like, Madonna is an incredible performer and entertainer, with a remarkable legacy, and Die Another Day is a blemish upon that legacy. Much like her entire like Y2K era at large, Madonna was like completely insufferable from like 1998 to 2005. And this was a part of that. I remember hearing Die Another Day a lot. And like, even when I was 12, when this song came out, I was like, I don't think this is very good. So thanks for coming. Good night.
I mean, yeah, this is not like, this is, I mean, let's just move on.
Yeah.
You died today. Not another day. Nobody Does It Better advances to face the winner of this next matchup, License to Kill
Somehow in the ninth seed. What is wrong with you people?
Up against Another Way to Die. Now, look, I'm going to go to Carrie first, but I would be remiss if I didn't take a dump on myself. We on this network do Black on Black Cinema, and we were talking about What's Love Got to Do with It, right? And starring Angela Bassett as Tina Turner's biopic. And Jay was talking about Tina Turner and how she did GoldenEye and it's a really cool song, right? And then he said, yeah, and she also did License to Kill.
Oh, no.
And I said, no, she didn't. And he's adamant. He's like, yes, she did, dude. And Terrence is like, he has a James Bond podcast. I think he knows what he's talking about, right? So he looked it up, and lo and behold, I'm right. Tina Turner did not sing License to Kill. And then my stupid ass says, right, it was Anita Baker.
And see, it's so funny. It's so funny that you do this, because I also think all the time that it's Patti LaBelle that sings it in my head for some reason, even though I know it's not. I always think it's Patti LaBelle for some reason.
But at least
y'all Patti are disgraceful.
LaBelle, at least Patti LaBelle kind of has the pipes for it, right? Like Anita Baker. Look, I know someone who works at the FDA, and I know for a 100% fact that Anita Baker is FDA approved to be the cure for insomnia, because she is, her voice is. Like, all right. So no, License to Kill is sung by Gladys Knight versus Another Way to Die, a duet from Jack White and Alicia Keys. Carrie.
Yep.
What say you?
Why are you even asking? You already know the answer.
Of course. But yeah. The people might not know.
I gotta go with Jack White. And Alicia Keys, I fucking love Another Way to Die. It is so, it's like, it's such a Jack White song. The guitar riff is like very much what you would expect from him. The addition of the piano, the fact that this is the only Bond theme that is a duet. This is the only time that they've done it. I think blending the sort of screaming guitar riffs that you expect from Jack White with the brass chorus is really good. I fucking love this song, and I will defend it until I'm dead in the ground. Of course, I also have a Jack White tattoo, so this should not be unexpected from me. That being said, License to Kill is a great song. 1989. It is extremely 1989, but I mean, I love Gladys Knight. It's great. This is a song that was like in the top 40 in the US and got real high in the UK as well. It's a damn good song, but I gotta be me, and I gotta pick Jack White on this one.
I actually,
Brad.
Yeah, I don't actually care for License to Kill all that much. I like the melody, but Carrie's right is that it is literally a like time capsule 1989 ass song. Like it could not have come out in literally any other year except for 1989. What's funny is that License to Kill is not even the most famous song from its own movie. Like that to me also like deducts points from it. I think many more people are familiar with If You Ask Me To, which is the song that plays during the end credits of License to Kill.
Oh, yeah. I think that was a bigger hit.
It was a much bigger hit, for sure. And then...
That was by Patti LaBelle.
That's probably why.
Confusing the two.
That's probably why I think that. I am not nearly as big of an Another Way to Die stan as Carrie is, for sure. But I do like it better than License to Kill.
Hey!
So, sorry, I don't know why you guys had this rank so low. I know Another Way to Die is somewhat of a polarizing Bond theme among Bond fans. But again, music is very subjective, so, you know, that's going to go a lot of different ways. So sorry that we can't build any suspense for you when we get Micah's take, but I would cast my vote for Another Way to Die.
Well, look, I don't hate Another Way to Die. It shouldn't be seated 24. Jesus. But
I was shocked when I saw the seating, because like I know that I ranked it like 2 or 3 when I submitted my seating, and I'm just like, who the fuck are all these assholes ranking this?
Literally everybody else, apparently. So
I mean, I don't hate that song. It does feel a little off in a Bond movie, but I do like it for taking chances on a Bond theme. Whereas, you know, some of these, I'm thinking of two songs in particular that just are trying to be Bond themes and they're just completely forgettable. Mm-hmm. I do not forget this. And but no, man, License to Kill is amazing. And the video is bonker. I mean, look,
the video is massively bonkers. Like, and Mike is not talking about the title sequence in the movie. Mike is talking about the music video for License to Kill.
Right.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But I can sing License. I catch myself humming License to Kill.
It's got a super catchy riff. It absolutely does. Yeah. I cannot deny that.
But, you know what? This is why we have three people here today.
Yeah.
You know, so that travesties of justice could occur. and Another Way to Die moves on to the next round. Now, look. Next up, we have A View to a Kill from Duran Duran versus We Have All the Time in the World by Louis Armstrong. Now look,
what is wrong with all of you? What the fuck is wrong with our audience? that A View to a Kill is ranked 13th in the initial seedings. View to a Kill should have been one of the top seeds in the tournament.
I was shocked that this wasn't a top 5 seed. View to a Kill is incredible.
But let me tell you something.
Okay. Let me tell you something. You ever look at the lyrics of A View to a Kill? What are they talking about? What is it saying?
Who cares?
Like everybody,
it's Duran Duran.
like I get it, right? I like that song. I do. I am, but much like the movie, I am completely confused by what is going on. And We Have All the Time in the World is one of the most beautiful love songs that I've ever heard in my entire life. This one was an actual tough decision for me, which is why I turned to the lyrics. And I'm looking at the lyrics of A View to a Kill, and I'm like, yo, what is going on? So for clarity alone, We Have All the Time in the World is my pick.
You're a fool, and I don't even know you anymore. Who are you? I thought for sure that you would at least be, as a fellow 80s child, that you would be clear, staunchly on the side of A View to a Kill.
Look, I love it. I love that song, right? It sounds great, but, you know, just don't pay attention to it. Just like A View to a Kill. Oh, I love that movie. It's great. Just don't pay attention to it.
I mean, you guys know what I'm voting for.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I figured that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. No, I also got to go with You to a Kill. Much as like it feels bad to vote against Louis Armstrong. You to a Kill is like, it is perfectly 1985 in all of the best ways. It is such a Duran Duran song, but like also still such a Bond song. We Have All the Time in the World feels a little sleepy for a Bond theme.
Mm-hmm. And to be clear, this was one of the two bonus themes that made it on. Obviously,
yeah.
This is not the title theme for the movie, but it is I put notable themes. There were two other ones. This one and then Surrender, I thought, warranted placement in this. This is the song that plays during the love montage, and then it appears in the score. quite a bit as well, especially in the bond race scenes. This is sad because it's the last song that Louis Armstrong ever recorded before he passed away. So again, not like my, like Micah said, not a, it's a great song, but it is not A View to a Kill.
No,
it is not that.
A View to a Kill slaps. We have all the time in the world. Does not slap.
You know what? I get it. I do. This is very difficult for me. I get it. It'll be interesting to see how far A View to a Kill goes. I predict that this is one of the early front runners, which I am shocked that it was seated as low as it was. Not even in the top 10, no. Really, people?
What the hell?
Next up, The Man with the Golden Gun, performed by Lulu, up against Tomorrow Never Dies, performed by Sheryl Crow. Carrie, what is your take?
I gotta go with Tomorrow Never Dies. This isn't even much of a competition for me. Man with the Golden Gun is extremely forgettable. I think it very much sounds like they were trying to imitate the Shirley Bassey songs that had been done at that point, which were Diamonds Are Forever and Goldfinger. But it ends up just being completely forgettable. Lulu's voice is not nearly as good as Shirley Bassey's. Tomorrow Never Dies, Sheryl Crow. A very late 90s pick, resulting in a very late 90s song. But I really like it. It still has those sort of Bondian elements to it, with the orchestral stuff that comes in and out. I like it a lot. I know it was not popular then, and it's still not popular now, but I like it a lot. So,
Mike, I need you to go second because I'm still deciding. So, I haven't decided yet.
Well, you're good because you're going to be the deciding vote. Because I'm sorry, I really like The Man with the Golden Gun. It's cheesy and corny, and it fits this particular era with this particular Bond with this particular movie. Like, it's one of those themes that just spells everything out for you, which is kind of lame, but God damn it if I don't find myself still singing this song from time to time. Like, love is required whenever he's hired. He comes just before the kid. Like, come on, man. I love that song. It's so corny. It's so cheesy. I love it. Sheryl Crow is... It is, like you said, it's a late 90s pick, and I was not listening to this particular type of music in the late 90s, so I never really acquired a taste for it until much later.
But it's interesting because it, much as it, like, it has that, like, really distinct, like, late 90s flavor to it, it doesn't really sound like anything else Sheryl Crow had done at that point. It's almost her imitating other bands of the era. I don't know. I still like it.
So, Tomorrow Never Dies, the theme, is a lot like Tomorrow Never Dies, the movie. It is perfectly inoffensive and adequate. Like, it doesn't offend. It is completely serviceable. It is in fact good. It does lose points for me because it is a theme song written after the score, as evidenced by none of the musical themes make their way into the score for the film. So that always takes off points in my book. Now, The Man with the Golden Gun is a technically bad song. Like Carrie said, Lulu's voice is terrible. It's a loud, obnoxious song in a movie that's very loud and obnoxious, quite frankly. But damn it, if I don't find myself, just like Micah, humming along with this song for days after I hear it. It is probably the most earwormy James Bond song in the entire catalog. And say what you will about the personality of The Man with the Golden Gun, but at least it has one. Tomorrow Never Dies absolutely does not. So I agree with our listeners. I'm thinking that that definitely The Man with the Golden Gun is the winner in this matchup.
Okay. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Let's see. Up next, on Her Majesty's Secret Service, up against The World Is Not Enough by Garbage. Brad.
So On Her Majesty's Secret Service is notable because it is the only instrumental Bond theme in the entire history of the series. Actually, that's not. Well, no,
I was
going to
say that's not true.
Technically, it is because the Three Blind, because you're thinking of the James Bond theme, but Three Blind Mice has lyrics in it, which, like I said, is a combo pack for me. So it's technically the only non-instrumental theme or non-lyrical theme in the entire series. And it's really good. It's just a good song. It slaps, as Carrie is fond of saying. That being said, The World Is Not Enough is one of my favorite Bond themes as well, because I think it has the perfect James Bond kind of style to it. Like it sounds like a very James Bond song. I was listening to the type of music that a band like Garbage would put out, you know, back in that time. It is also sort of a 90s-esque theme.
Oh, it's very 90s.
Of different extents. The music video is wild for this one as well. It's very interesting for sure. This is really difficult, though, because I really like the melodies in On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And I think the fact that the score for that movie is so memorable and all of the themes from that score, aside from like the love theme or derived from this theme, I think I got to pick On Her Majesty's Secret Service. I think that's what I got to go. This was probably the hardest first round matchup for me, though, of all the different ones that we have here.
Carrie.
I got to go with Garbage. World is Not Enough is a great song. It really encapsulates the time period. It really encapsulates the feel of the movie. I feel like The World is Not Enough is almost what Sheryl Crow had attempted to do a couple years previously. They just were able to succeed at it on a much greater scale. It's really cool. Like the lyrics are cool because they're told from the viewpoint of the film's antagonist. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I think the cadence and whatnot of On Her Majesty's Secret Service, it's great. But I don't know. I feel like On Her Majesty's Secret Service kind of gets lost in the sea of more memorable pieces of music. And I think The World Is Not Enough is one of those more memorable pieces of music.
It's funny that you say that, because The World Is Not Enough, before we started this, was one of the two songs that I could not remember how the song
went. Oh,
no! Yeah. I really couldn't. And I was racking my brain, because I'm like, I can name these songs within seconds of hearing the beginning of them. And for the life of me, I could not remember how The World Is Not Enough began. But I mean, I listen to On Her Majesty's Secret Service when I'm like speeding on 495, you know what I mean, in my car, you know what I mean? Like, I love that song. And when I went back to listen to The World Is Not Enough, I like it. I like the song. It feels like it's trying to It's trying desperately to be a Bond song. Not desperately. It's trying and it's achieving, but it just wasn't memorable for me. And if this was seated up against something else, if this was seated up against Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough with it, right? But yeah, I gotta go On Her Majesty's Secret Service. I mean, I was listening to it before the show, and I was literally slapping. Bom, 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 bom. I love it. So, yeah, my vote is On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Up next.
I hate you, listeners. I fucking hate you. I hate you so much. I can't even begin to tell you how much I hate you for this.
I mean, this is come on, man. Like, do we even need to discuss?
Well, I mean, we don't, but we, goddammit, we should. Because fuck.
Skyfall up against Surrender, the song that plays at the end of Tomorrow Never Dies, sung by Katie Lang, up against Skyfall, sung by someone who is quite possibly one of the best modern R&B artists alive right now in Adele. I mean, come on, it's Skyfall for me.
Yeah, it's Skyfall.
I don't know why Surrender is ranked at the bottom. Like I'm as aghast at this as Carrie is for Another Way to Die's initial ranking.
Because no one's heard it and they didn't bother to Google it. That's all that is.
We played it during our fucking review of Tomorrow Never Dies, goddammit. So if you listen to the podcast, you heard the fucking song. Surrender would have beaten literally 85% of the other songs in the first round for me. Not this one. it cannot beat Skyfall.
No, Skyfall's great.
Yeah, that's it. Skyfall is a fucking all timer for James Bond. Like we'll talk about Skyfall in much greater depth later, because it's about to have a fucking banger of a matchup in a second here. But yeah, it is the most, you could argue it's the most quintessential James Bond song that exists currently.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, we'll get more into that later. Yes, I have to vote for Skyfall. Fuck you for making me knock out Surrender in the first round, listeners.
Next up, GoldenEye, sung by Angela Bassett, versus versus
wait a second.
versus The Writing's on the Wall by Sam Smith. Writing's on the Wall is the second song that I just could not remember how this song went, how the song began. I couldn't remember any of the words. I couldn't remember it until I heard it. And then I think this won like an Oscar or something like that, right?
Yeah, because it did. It won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. It is only the second ever Bond theme to win that award after Skyfall.
Oh, well, damn.
Really? There weren't any better songs and movies that came out in 2015 than Writing's on the Wall? Won the Academy Award for that?
I'm going to look this up. What else was nominated that year?
I mean,
It was up against Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey, Till It Happens to You from The Hunting Ground, Manta Ray from Racing Extinction, and Simple Song Number 3 from Youth. So yeah, no, there wasn't anything better that year.
Wow.
Default. Yeah,
seriously. We talked about this on the Spectre episode, which is not that long ago. I'm not a huge fan of falsetto, so that means I'm not a huge fan of Sam Smith as a singer in general. I like the melodies in this one. Like the hook in the song is good and kind of sticks in your head a little bit. But at the same time, fucking GoldenEye, man. Like, Mike and I are always going to have a fucking soft spot for everything related to GoldenEye, including the Tina Turner theme song.
It just is, man. It is what it is. Yeah, GoldenEye. I mean, unless you have anything to add, Carrie, GoldenEye.
No, I mean, I would probably pick GoldenEye. GoldenEye loses a couple points in my mind because it was written by Bono, and I fucking hate Bono.
It's funny because you and I are in alignment with that. I can't stand you too, but I like the song. It's good. So
the song's good. Yeah. I do want to like sort of stick up for Writing's on the Wall. I do like Writing's on the Wall. I feel like people knock Writing's on the Wall because it was the first one after Skyfall. And I don't know that anyone could have done anything that would have satisfied people after the kind of blockbuster song that Skyfall became. I don't know. I think Writing's on the Wall is a good song. I think Sam Smith is an incredible singer and an incredible performer. Writing's on the Wall was the first Bond theme to hit number one.
What?
Yeah. Writing's
in
on the
US,
Wall.
Or in the UK?
Yeah, in the UK.
Okay.
So, Yeah, Sam Smith has some really good vocals in that song, but between these two, I think I got to go with GoldenEye too.
All right.
Next up, it's a sad day for me because I feel that I see the writings on the wall with this next matchup, Thunderball. By Tom Jones up against the Living Daylights by Aha. I'll get mine out of the way. I am a Tom Jones fan. I'm sure that is cliche with the whole Carlton thing, being a black, like, you know, nerdy kind of guy, right? But no, I love Tom Jones. I love Tom Jones and I love this song. I love you know, my insecure heterosexual maleness loves this song because it's talking about how a guy is so fucking awesome, and then I imagine myself being that awesome guy because I am insecure. I don't really know what a thunderball is, but because he strikes like a thunderball. Like, I didn't know that sound comes in balls and that it can strike you, but whatever. I love that song, and it's my pick over I get it, you know, the Living Daylight. I get why people would like it. I don't, not up against this, and so yeah, go ahead and shatter my dreams, folks.
Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Living Daylights, written and performed by Aha. It's the only thing that this group is known for besides Take On Me. Mm-hmm. It's Take On Me's music video, this song, and that's it. It's a good song. I like it. Again, this is another, like, oh boy, is this ever like a time capsule for 1987? But I don't know. Like, I also really like Tom Jones. I think I gotta go with Thunderball. Just because this is just like, it's real cheesy. It's real. God, when did that come out?
1965.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta go Thunderball on this.
So look, The Living Daylights is a cheap imitation follow-up to A View to a Kill.
That's also true.
That is the 100% fact. They said when they got that movie, they said, man, that Duran Duran song was really successful. Who's kind of like Duran Duran in 1987? And it was Aha, because they had the most popular song in the world at the time. And Thunderball is everything you want from a James Bond theme. It's loud, it's brassy, it's got a really boisterous singer, it's got batshit lyrics, it has that singer holding an impossibly long note at the end of the song, which is always fun. Micah, why were you scared? Thunderball is the clear winner of this matchup.
Oh, thank God.
It wasn't even a contest.
Excellent. Yeah, good. I love that song. I love it. I love that song. No bullshit. I was singing that song getting out of Courthouse Station, walking to work on Friday. I love it. Next up, You Only Live Twice.
I'm furious about this seating, by the way.
By Nancy Sinatra versus You Know My Name by Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to go first?
How the fuck is You Know My Name seated at number 22? This song is so fucking good. Like, I love this song. Like, like this song, particularly when paired with the title sequence for this movie, like it's perfect. It's a perfect Bond theme. It is also the perfect introduction for Daniel Craig's James Bond. You can tell that they're moving into a new era of Bond, of the 007 stories with this theme. It sets the tone for the whole film. It's got a great chorus. Chris Cornell is an incredible rock vocalist. He was the perfect choice for this sort of song. And again, it has the sort of what I would qualify this, the Bondian sort of orchestral stuff, really weaved in there in a really compelling fashion. I think You Know My Name is the best of the, maybe not the best, but certainly my favorite of the contemporary of the Daniel Craig film themes. Yeah, it's so good.
And
I'll do you one better. I think it's like top three of the modern era, Brosnan on.
Out of eight, what a bold claim you just made, Micah.
I mean, look, man. I love that song. That song is amazing. Yeah, that it gets my vote. Please, not even a contest.
And it's a clean sweep here as well. When you think of Nancy Sinatra, you think of like These Boots Are Made for Walking. Like that's a good vocal performance for her. This is not a good vocal performance for her. Like she sounds shrill in this. The melody is like way too, like John Barry's trying way too hard to lean into the Japanese musical styling.
It's offensive. Right? It's offensive. You could just say it.
Right.
It's fucking racist.
Yeah.
You only leave it twice. Like, all right. Calm down.
Yeah, it's this one is not a good song. Like I said, but like I'm looking at the results here of the first round, or I should say of the cold open, the play-in round, as it were. And the listeners did a good job. There was only two upsets, and both of them resulted from just really poor ranking on their part. It was Another Way to Die, and then this one, You Know My Name. The seating should have been flipped on these two. Like, I would put You Only Live Twice that close to the bottom of the theme song rankings, and You Know My Name.
Who the fuck are these people who are standing for You Only Live Twice? Like, that's what I would.
Connery diehards. Like, Connery diehards.
Like that almost made the top 10, guys.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
So yeah, that's there's a clean sweep for that one there. Yeah, definitely. You Know My Name is gonna move on here.
All right, back up to the top. We're in the tournament proper now. The number one seed, Goldfinger, versus the number 16 seed, Moonraker. It's a bassy off, and this is no contest.
Yeah,
I don't think
you're getting any argument from anybody.
We don't even need to discuss this.
Right.
Moonraker is the better song.
Right.
Moonraker is forgettable.
Right. Next up, Nobody Does It Better versus Another Way to Die. Now look, this is kind of difficult for me. Right, because I really do.
It's not difficult for me. Like I'll go first just to get out of the way, and then we'll circle back around to Micah because we also know. Well, actually, we don't know where Carrie's going to go with this one. I don't think we do know, even though she does stand hard for Another Way to Die. Look, Nobody Does It Better is again one of those like quintessential. Like Bond, like if there was a record of Bond standards, like Nobody Does It Better would be on there. And it's funny because it should not work. Like it is a love ballad, which is the right. First time that they had done that in a James Bond film. And yet it's awesome. And we talk about, you know, credits, the title sequence that it plays over is also excellent. I absolutely am giving my vote to Nobody Does It Better for this bracket, for this matchup.
I gotta go with Another Way to Die.
Oh no.
Nobody Does It Better is a great song. Again, it's very Carly Simon. But Another Way to Die, if Nobody Does It Better is a Bond standard, then Another Way to Die is a Bond anomaly. And I think it's good in that sense. Like there hasn't been again, there hasn't been another duet, but the way that the riff really drives that song. There's a lot of dynamic changes. There's a lot of peaks and valleys over the course of that song. But also, I'll stand for Jack White until I'm dead in the ground. So.
I mean, you're right. Nobody Does It Better shouldn't work, but it really does. And like, I don't hate Another Way to Die, but it doesn't. When I hear that song, I don't think James Bond. I think Jack White. I think Alicia Keys. I don't think James Bond. I'm thinking about the lyrics of each, and Nobody Does It Better. I don't know. It appeals to me a little more. Whereas Another Way to Die feels more traditional, like spy lyrics, but like Nobody Does It Better. I don't know. I'm not like a huge fan of it, but it works. It really does. That's my vote. Nobody Does It Better. Next up.
Gotta pour one out for my boy Jack.
I mean, look, it was always gonna have a difficult time once we got into the top seed. So,
next up, the number 4 seed from Russia with Love up against A View to a Kill.
How is this number 4?
I'll go first. I love From Russia with Love. I love the croony nature of it. I love everything about it. It's one that I will say it's another weird love song that I'll sing around the house, and my wife will be like, "Well, you can't sing, shut up." but I love it. From Russia with Love absolutely gets my vote. Look, A View to a Kill is, you know, it's fun. It's upbeat, and I usually like upbeat songs, but I don't know, man. From Russia with Love is the tits for me.
That's wild to me. Yeah, I'm voting for A View to a Kill because, like, From Russia with Love is fine. It is weirdly enough the most dated thing in a movie that came out in 1963.
Yeah, it is.
Like the rest of that film doesn't seem as dated as that fucking song does. Is Matt Munro trying to do a fake ass fucking like Frank Sinatra impersonation?
Yeah, it does feel like it's like something like out of like the mid-50s, right? Doesn't it?
No, I don't understand why this song gets as much adoration as it does. I am not voting. This made it above Skyfall, y'all, in the initial rankings.
That's bullshit. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I had to go back and like really, really listen to From Russia with Love and be like, why do people like this so much? No, I got to vote for A View to a Kill. That's a much better song. The song I would listen to even when I'm not thinking about James Bond. So, yeah.
Next up, For Your Eyes Only, seated at number 5, versus The Man with the Golden Gun. Carrie, would you like to start us off?
For Your Eyes Only, Sheena Easton, 1981. It's fine. I don't know. This is sort of a toss up because, like, I don't think I like either of these songs very much. I guess it's like The Man with the Golden Gun is like, again, like, I really don't like Lulu's voice. She's really shrill in that song. So I guess I'm going to vote for Your Eyes Only just because I can stand to listen to the whole thing.
This is, I'm kind of in the same boat as you are, Carrie. None of these songs really inspires a lot of passion in me personally. I think For Your Eyes Only is actually kind of a weak Bond theme, to be quite honest. It's also very, very evident that Bill Conti wrote it. Like, Bill Conti has a very distinct fucking musical style, and it is very much, he is very present in this song, for better or worse. And like I said, I find The Man with the Golden Gun to be a much more fun song than For Your Eyes Only. So for that reason, I will cast my lot with that.
When you think of, like, nobody does it better, and For Your Eyes Only feels like it's trying to be Nobody Does It Better. Mm-hmm. And it failed. And I can't listen to For Your Eyes Only all the way through, whereas as like cheesy and goofy and silly as The Man with the Golden Gun is, I like that it's a little more upbeat. I will definitely listen to it more than For Your Eyes Only. For Your Eyes Only just feels like the Never Say Never Again of Nobody Does It Better, and it just doesn't, it doesn't work. So Man with the Golden Gun for me. Brad, I'm coming to you next. The number two seed, Live and Let Die, up against On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
So I understand why you came to me first. I have made my thoughts on Live and Let Die, the song, quite evident. I think it is easily the most overrated Bond song in the entire catalog. Not to say that it isn't good. I just don't think that it is not worthy of the sheer amounts of praise that it gets from the Bond fan community. And like I said, I really, really like the song, the theme song from On Her Majesty's Secret Service. So though I am quite confident that I'm going to come out on the losing end of this battle, I am going to vote for On Her Majesty's Secret Service and then let you guys tell me why I am wrong and why Live and Let Die will advance.
Carrie.
Live and Let Die is overrated, but it's also really good. I've seen it performed live. This is Paul McCartney with Wings. Live and Let Die has what I think is the most iconic riff of any James Bond theme that isn't the original James Bond theme. Like the chorus of Live and Let Die is instantly recognizable as being a Bond theme. It's high energy. It's really good. The thing about Live and Let Die that drives me nuts is that it cuts into that like reggae sort of beat halfway through, and I've never understood why Paul McCartney felt the need to do that, but that's also just what Paul McCartney does in like all of his fucking songs anyway. Where he's just like, what if I cut into a completely different genre with a bunch of different instruments in the middle of this other song? That being said, Live and Let Die, it's overrated, but I don't think anyone can say that the chorus of Live and Let Die is not one of the most iconic choruses in not even just in James Bond history, but in film music history.
Yeah, this was kind of difficult, because, you know, I love, a good instrumental piece of music, and On Her Majesty's Secret Service, is amazing, but I think it's what you said, Carrie, that, really kind of swayed me, in that Live and Let Die is, when you hear it, you know you're listening to a song from a Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if someone, like if you were to play that for just some random person and play On Her Majesty's Secret Service, people 10 times out of 10 would know that Live and Let Die is a Bond film because it feels like it. Whereas On Her Majesty's Secret Service feels like a really cool piece of music. But in terms of like a James Bond theme, yeah, Live and Let Die, I think, would kind of edge it out. And yeah, I really like On Her Majesty's Secret Service, but Yeah, you know, Live and Let Die is probably overrated, but it's overrated for a reason. Like, everyone loves it. You know what I mean? Like, not to say that everyone loving something means it's good, but in this case, yeah, it's good. Like, it would be one thing if this song was just bad. It would be one thing if it was like the Transformers of songs and it's just bad, but people like it. No, it's not bad. It's good. So, yeah, Live and Let Die. Man, that's kind of heartbreaking. I got a soft spot in my heart for Her Majesty's Secret Service, but all right. This is a heavyweight bout, in my opinion. Skyfall versus GoldenEye. And look, I'm gonna try and take my nostalgia out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Because I GoldenEye, as everyone knows, is my first James Bond film. And I love that song. But in listening to this song versus Skyfall and what Skyfall is doing, I think I gotta go with Skyfall. I think it's just a beautiful piece of music, and GoldenEye is not one of my favorite Tina Turner songs, mm-hmm. whereas Skyfall is one of my favorite Adele songs, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I gotta go to Skyfall. This wasn't really even that difficult of a decision for me. GoldenEye's a good song. Skyfall's better.
Yeah, it's not a hard choice, but it makes me feel bad to pick yeah, Skyfall, you know? Over GoldenEye. No, Skyfall is definitely better. Like, Skyfall to me is kind of like the evolutionary, like, Shirley Bassey theme for the modern mm-hmm. generation of sorts. And GoldenEye is great, but it's not as good as Skyfall. Not by a long shot. But I still feel bad because I really do like that GoldenEye theme. It's such a good song, man. It's not better than Skyfall. So Skyfall gets my vote as well. Clean sweep.
Moving on to the next round. Look, these next two, man, Diamonds Are Forever up against Thunderball. Now look,
how is Diamonds Are Forever ranked third? That's what I want to know.
I can understand it. I can understand.
For me, honestly, I like Diamonds Are Forever as a song better than Goldfinger. I really do. And I think it's great. I mean, fucking Kanye West sampled it, made it into a song. I mean, that doesn't really say much about, you know, the song nowadays with him being crazy. You know? But I love that song. But do I love it more than Thunderball? How secure am I as a man that I could listen to a woman sing about diamonds, loving her? That's all she needs out of life, because when love fades, these diamonds will lust around. Like, she's a gold digger, right? Versus, you know, the anthem of the small penis, Thunderbolt. Right? Am I shit? Somebody's gonna have to go first. I can't answer this question right now.
I guess I'll go next. This is a difficult one for me as well. I don't think Diamonds Are Forever is a better song than Goldfinger is, but I do think it's very good. Thunderball's really good too. I'm gonna go with Diamonds Are Forever, and the reason that I'm gonna go with Diamonds Are Forever is because I do like the kind of mysterious nature of the song. Like Thunderball, like, we'd seen, you know, bombastic before, like that, like it, literally in the film before Thunderball, we had a very bombastic theme, and I think that this does a good job in showing Shirley Bassey's range as a singer. I think it's a more interesting theme to listen to. Like it's much more, a little bit more complex than Thunderball is. much better than the movie that it's in. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Jesus. And so yeah. So I'm gonna vote for Diamonds Are Forever. I think it's a good one. I think it's a good one. I think it's better than Thunderball. So.
Okay. Yeah. What Brad said sort of convinced me here. I guess I'll go Diamonds Are Forever here. I mean, Shirley Bassey's an incredible vocalist. And I do think that Diamonds Are Forever went a long way to show her range. And then Moonraker did nothing for her. So I'll go Diamonds Are Forever on this one, with all due respect to Thunderball.
I mean, not that it matters, but probably I like the arguments that you posed. This was honestly a coin flip for me. I love both of those songs. I'd have been happy with either one moving on. To face the winner of this next matchup, the James Bond theme and Three Blind Mice. This is from Dr. No. So it's the original James Bond theme transitioning into Three Blind Mice.
Also known as the Kingston Calypso.
Oh, well, there you go. Versus You Know My Name.
Allow me to make an argument to set the stage, and then you guys can decide what you're going to do here. So listen, the James Bond theme, one of the most iconic pieces of music of all time. It's the perfect theme for James Bond. Like, I don't think you could, that's an arguable point. The Three Blind Mice song is merely okay, and that's why I put these together as a collective, because we have to evaluate them together, because one literally transitions right into the other one. But the argument that I'm going to make, the reason that my vote is going to go to You Know My Name, is because the James Bond theme is excellent, but can you imagine how tired we'd be of the James Bond theme if it was the theme song for every single Bond movie that existed from the first one onward? It's a great thing that they decided to come up with different themes for the individual movies, and they reserved the James Bond theme for the point in the film where James Bond was being a badass doing James Bond stuff. I think the song works much better as being the song that plays when James Bond's being James Bond, as opposed to being the theme song for the movie. So that's the reason that I'm voting for You Know My Name in this matchup.
It's a compelling argument. The theme is iconic, and but I'm thinking along the same lines in that, does it count, right? Like, mm-hmm. Yes, it counts, but it doesn't really, because this is, I don't attribute that theme to Dr. No.
Right.
I attribute that theme to James Bond.
Even though they use the piss out of that song in that movie.
Yeah, they do. But I attribute that song to the character, to the franchise as a whole, not just to that song. And I mean, I guess it's not really fair to ding it for this, but there are versions of that song that sound better in other movies. And if I'm stepping out of, you know, if I'm being a dick, just let me know. But, and I really like You Know My Name, guys. Like, I really like that song. So You Know My Name gets my vote.
The James Bond theme is iconic. I've got a soft spot for it myself. My very first year in marching band in high school, we played it because we did a film-focused show that year. And I don't know, like seeing it accompany, like at this point in time, like the gun barrel sequence in every film. It's an iconic piece of music. Everyone knows it. Everyone, you know, you hear that, wah, nah, wah, like, you know that that's James Bond. in the span of a measure and a half. Like, you know that you're listening to something James Bond. But I would rather listen to You Know My Name.
Excellent. I was worried the weight of the Bond theme would come crashing down on the tournament like a meteor, and I'm glad that we were able to sidestep right. that potential
With all due respect to Monty Norman, who has, you know, he before anyone else came in and did anything with James Bond, he set the tone for the entire franchise with that one piece of music, and no one can ever take that away from him. And he has raked in the royalties over the last few decades on that movie. But at this point, like, you almost have to treat it as just like a fanfare, like a motif that accompanies the whole franchise, rather than just the theme to Dr. No.
Right. That would be like the battle victory theme in Final Fantasy being the theme to Final Fantasy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it all right, good. Woo! I don't want to hear anything from anybody because they seated at six.
That's true.
So get out of here. All right. Next round. Goldfinger, which was seeded number one originally, versus Nobody Does It Better, the number eight seed. I mean, look, for me, there's a reason that Goldfinger was seeded number one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my favorite Shirley Bassey song, but that song is amazing. I love it. And this is a no contest for me.
I'm not
Goldfinger.
That's fine. I'm going to vote for Goldfinger, but I'm at least going to not say that it's like a no contest. I think these are two Bond heavyweight teams stacking up against one another. And I can see the arguments being made for Nobody Does It Better. Like, if you're more of a ballad style kind of listener, I could see where it might get the nod. Goldfinger is Goldfinger, though. I mean, you're not going to get much argument from me with it advancing. But he's the man. Closer than Micah. So.
Ah, well,
not for me.
The next round, A View to a Kill versus The Man with the Golden Gun. All right, look, I have been
we've had our fun.
I've been championing this song for as long as I can, but I mean, come on, man. I can't deny that A View to a Kill is just a flat out better song than The Man with the Golden Gun. Like, you know, this is wow. And these two were seated back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And technically A View to a Kill winning is considered an upset. according to the initial meetings.
Just fucking moronic. A View to a Kill is a much better song than The Man with the Golden Gun. In every conceivable way that a song can be judged, it is a better song.
Yeah.
I wanted The Man with the Golden Gun out last round, and
you wanted it out two rounds ago.
Two rounds ago. Yeah, you're right.
Managed to defy your whims until now.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just going to start drinking now in preparation for the semifinal matchup that awaits A View to a Kill. This is going to be very difficult for me, but it will easily waltz past the man with the Golden Gun for sure.
Next up, Live and Let Die, the number two seed, versus Skyfall, the number seven seed. Here we have two songs that feel like they belong in their time periods. They feel like they belong in this franchise. What feels better, Carrie?
Live and Let Die. I love Skyfall. Skyfall's a great song. Adele's an incredible performer. Live and Let Die, like, again, it's just the instrumental chorus of that song. It's a riff like where you're listening to it in the car, like it kind of makes you want to drive faster. It's so good. Is it overrated? Yes, absolutely. Live and Let Die is overrated as a song, but I don't know, man. Like I think Live and Let Die, it has all of the elements that you want in like that sort of bombastic Bond opening. Skyfall is a dramatic ballad style opening. Perfect for the film. I think like both of them are quintessential Bond themes, but I gotta go Live and Let Die.
Let me just say that this is the end for Live and Let Die. Get out of here, Live and Let Die. Fucking Skyfall is fucking, like I said, Skyfall is in my personal top five for sure. Live and Let Die is not. So I'm definitely giving my vote to Skyfall. 100% here.
I'm not going to stack the deck, but I feel like the next round is going to be nerve-wracking for me.
Semi-finals about to be rough.
I of the two songs, I think Skyfall is a better made song. I think it's performed better. I think it fits the film that it is in better. Skyfall moves on for me. Next up, Diamonds Are Forever, the number 3 seed versus the number 22 seed, You Know My Name. Let's start with Brad.
This is tough for me, because these songs kind of reside in the same kind of boat for me. So believe it or not, I'm not a huge fan of You Know My Name. Like, I actually probably have it outside of my top 10 personally for James Bond. Not far, but it's outside of the top 10. I agree with the things that you guys have said, that it, you know, is a perfect opening for that film, with that, you know, introduction sequence for this James Bond, that it does. But it feels a little, it feels a little generic in a lot of ways. Like, I remember I distinctly remember the first time I heard You Know My Name on the radio before the film even came out, when they released the song, and I heard it on the radio. I was taken aback a little bit. Like, it took time for the song to actually grow on me. It did. Like I said, I don't dislike the song. I do think Diamonds Are Forever is better, and it pains me to say it, because Casino Royale is the Men with the Golden Tongues number one James Bond movie of all time. I am a huge Chris Cornell / Soundgarden / Audioslave fan. I like his musical stylings very much. I even think that You Know My Name fits its film better than Diamonds Are Forever fits its film, based on the two films that they reside in. But I think that Diamonds Are Forever is the better song of the two. So I will cast my vote for Diamonds Are Forever.
You make compelling arguments, but and I see where you're coming from. So I ask myself, okay, well, if I'm listening to the radio and one of these songs come on, and then I flip to another station and I hear the other song, which one am I listening to? And I'm listening to You Know My Name. And this is purely, preference of genre. Like, this isn't something rational. I just like this song. I like the way this song makes me feel more than Diamonds Are Forever. It's a complete clash of genre, mm-hmm. but I prefer the one genre over the other. So You Know My Name gets my vote.
Diamonds Are Forever, but they are not long for this tournament, because I have to vote. You Know My Name.
I am okay. See, I thought you were voting for Diamonds Are Forever. You said they were going to get bounced by Skyfall. You swerved me at the end there.
No, you know my name. Like, you know my name might be like my personal favorite of any of these songs. It's so good. It's got everything you want out of like one of the higher energy Bond themes. So I'm gonna be biting my fingernails on this next matchup here. This is a rough final four. U2 A Kill, Skyfall, and You Know My Name.
Oh, come on, man. All right. This is where the rubber meets the road, right? You've got Goldfinger, the first blockbuster James Bond film, mm-hmm. with one of the more iconic themes outside of the actual James Bond theme itself. This is the standard to which many of these other themes aspire to be. It's the number one seed, according to our listeners. And then you got, you know, the 80s. And I mean, I feel like Goldfinger is something that is, when compared to, let me qualify that because I'm going to be eating these words. I feel like Goldfinger is, when compared to A View to a Kill, Goldfinger is timeless, whereas A View to a Kill sounds a lot like every other synth pop 80s song. So as cliche as it is, Goldfinger gets my vote.
So I want Carrie to go last because she is going to be the deciding vote for this category.
Oh my God.
This feels wrong to me to say it. It feels wrong to say it. Because if you ask me to make objective, which is impossible to do with this, but if you ask me to predict initial seedings, I would have predicted Goldfinger to be the number one overall seed in this tournament. It's number one on paper, but God damn it, it's not number one in my heart. A View to a Kill. Everything Mike has said is true. It is a song of the 80s. It is Goldfinger is timeless, whereas A View to a Kill is very much of its era. No disputing that at all. I find it astounding that you can make the argument that with Duran Duran, one of the most popular, it might be the most popular musical group of the entire 1980s. And a James Bond theme that they were contracted to do, you could make the argument. It's probably Hungry Like the Wolf, but you could make the argument that this song is their most recognizable song. Out of all the hits that Duran Duran had, this one shows
up. I would say it's probably Hungry Like the Wolf, but go on.
It probably is. It probably is. But if you did a Family Feud style poll, I think that this would show up more often than you might imagine that it would, considering. I've made no bones about it in the past. I've said it on this show before, and this is where the bias is creeping in. We're in the final four. We don't have time for petty bullshit. A View to a Kill is my favorite James Bond theme of all time. It's not a rational thought at all. It's a very irrational thought. But look, I am not, to use Micah's radio analogy from last round, I'm not changing the channel when A View to a Kill is coming on the radio. Radio, for those of you that don't know, is a device that used to play music over radio waves that used to be our main source of listening to music back in the day. You kids out there might not know what a radio is. Yeah, I'm voting for A View to a Kill. I'll let Carrie make the decision as to which Bond theme is making it to the finals of the tournament.
Ah, you put this on me.
I did.
So it's interesting. This final four is interesting. Both matchups feature a dramatic, cinematic song being put up against, you know, a song that could very easily just be slotted into the top 40 radio hits of of the era. And so this matchup is two older tunes, whereas the next matchup is two most recent. Goldfinger is an incredible song. Goldfinger was seeded number one for a reason. Goldfinger is perhaps one of the best songs that Shirley Bassey has ever sung. But I like A View to a Kill, man.
Oh my God. Oh
yes!
My
God.
A View to a Kill View to a Kill is, again, it is quintessentially 80s, but it is also quintessentially James Bond. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I like that song a lot, man.
That fatal kiss was all we needed, Micah. View to a Kill is dancing not into the fire, but into the finals of the James Bond theme song tournament.
I am speechless. I am without speech.
Don't worry, Micah. You'll still get one last opportunity to argue on behalf of Goldfinger in a very short amount of time. So.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of people upset with me once this episode is posted.
Well, look, they're going to be upset with me too. Because, yeah.
Who is taking on A View to a Kill in the finals? Will it be the number 7 seeded Skyfall or the number 22nd seeded You Know My Name? Does anyone want to go first? If not, I will go first.
You Know My Name. I love Skyfall. Skyfall's a great song. Skyfall, I don't think you have a Skyfall without a Goldfinger. It's really interesting how you can see the progression of Bond themes, and you can see how the style of a song like Goldfinger would eventually go on to influence what Skyfall became. But if it boils down to personal preference, I like You Know My Name, man. That song slaps. It's real good. When I was listening to all of these songs in preparation to record this episode, I listened to You Know My Name more than any other song on this list. It's real good. Again, as we've said, it really perfectly encapsulates the feel of the Daniel Craig films, and it set the tone for what these films were going to become.
Micah, you are going to go last because I am going to tell you why Skyfall is my choice here. I literally still get chills whenever I hear this song, whenever I listen to it. It still kind of evokes the same feeling in me from the first time I heard it. Again, this when I'm thinking of a James Bond theme song, Skyfall is perfect. It has everything you want. It has mystery. It's got some bombast in it. Not like a Shirley Bassey level, Tom Jones level of bombast, but it definitely has it there. I think the melody of the song is fantastic. I think the opening of the song is fantastic. The bridge works very well. I love fucking Skyfall. It is one of the finest songs in the Bond catalog. And again, I talked last round about You Know My Name is not quite as high in my personal ranking, so my vote will go to Skyfall. So Micah, you get to decide which song makes it into the final.
I love both of these songs. They're in genres that I love. You Know My Name is a perfect fit for a perfect modern James Bond film. Skyfall is a perfect fit for a James Bond film that is trying to be a throwback. While I appreciate the fact that You Know My Name is kicking in the door in this new era of James Bond. There's a reason why they fell back to being inspired by the traditional Bond themes. Skyfall is just amazing to me, and I love it. And this is a matchup that I'm looking at these where each of these songs were seated, and I'm just baffled. I'm baffled that both of them are as low as they are. Yeah, man, Skyfall is amazing to me. That's my pick, man. And this is very difficult because I've probably listened to You Know My Name more than I have Skyfall, but I think Skyfall is just a better piece of music. And like, if I listen to it, I think about like the everything that encompassed that movie. Whereas when I listen to You Know My Name, I don't necessarily think about James Bond. I just think that's a really cool song. But Skyfall, I'm feeling James Bond when I hear it. So Skyfall is my pick. What an interesting turn of events this is.
Well, let's do the third place match first.
The third place match is the number one seeded Goldfinger versus the number 22 seeded You Know My Name. Wow. like all that I said about Skyfall, right? I really like You Know My Name, man. I really do. And while I understand that Skyfall is a throwback to Goldfinger, when I listen to Goldfinger and when I listen to You Know My Name, I'm listening to You Know My Name more. And that's going to get bronze for me.
I'll let Carrie be the decider here, even though I know which way she's going to go. Goldfinger again is iconic. Much more so, I think, than You Know My Name. I think objectively it's a better song than You Know My Name personally. It broke my heart to vote for, that's a lie. I definitely wanted to vote for Unikill, over Goldfinger. So I'm not going to make that lie. But it's still maybe sad to drop Goldfinger into this third place matchup. So I'm going to cast my vote for it, even though it is going to finish fourth.
It is going to finish fourth. Because I like You Know My Name. I'm going to listen to You Know My Name once we're done recording this, because now I actively want to listen to it.
So there you go. You Know My Name. The number one James Bond film, the number three James Bond theme. And here we go. the deciding factor. Look, for me, it's Skyfall. I mean, in terms of just James Bond themes, not, you know, cool Duran Duran songs. Not, you know.
Wait, this isn't the cool Duran Duran Songs Tournament? that's on another podcast.
Right. Look, it's Skyfall. I mean, it's for everything that I just said in the previous round, the feelings that I feel when I watch it, the person singing it, I feel is one of the best singers in the world right now. The throwback to the it's a modern throwback to the songs that made that are the reason why we are doing this. It's Skyfall for me, 100%. Whoever wants to go next.
Carrie, you go ahead.
This is so fucking hard. Because of you to a kill, like, I think between the two, I would rather go out of my way to listen to A View to a Kill. And even though I didn't vote for Skyfall in the last round, it's really one of the... It's a quintessential Bond theme. It is dramatic. It is so well written. It is so well performed. Skyfall has a timeless quality to it that A View to a Kill does not have. A View to a Kill is sort of a time capsule of a song. It's a great song, but it is a very 1980s song. Skyfall, you could probably slot Skyfall in to any era and it would still feel sort of relevant. Skyfall has a very cinematic quality to it that A View to a Kill doesn't have. And I think I have to give it to Skyfall.
So I thought that you were going to go the other way. we were going to have a very dramatic, dramatic final thought here. So this is a formality at this point. It doesn't really matter because Skyfall is going to be crowned the champion.
Look, if you can convince us.
Yeah, I almost wanted you to go first because I knew you were going to vote for A Few to a Kill, and I want you guys to convince me one way or the other.
I gotcha. Well, but here's the problem with your plan. View to a Kill is my number one favorite James Bond song of all time from a personal standpoint. But I agree with everything that you guys said in relevance to Skyfall. Though View to a Kill is a song that I personally enjoy more. Micah said it best. This is the James Bond theme song tournament. And if I'm talking about these songs in the sense of a James Bond theme, then Skyfall to me is the best James Bond theme of all time. It is going to be a unanimous decision by this panel. I'm not giving my vote to A View to a Kill. Skyfall is clearly... the best James Bond theme that there's ever been, and well deserved that it ends the tournament in the top slot. I'm perfectly happy with View to a Kill finishing second.
Nice.
According to Wikipedia, on October 14th, Skyfall rose to number 2 on the UK sales charts with sales of 92,000 copies. This ties Skyfall with Duran Duran's A View to a Kill as the highest charting James Bond theme song in the UK sales chart before Sam Smith's song came out. So we know what we're talking about, people. We're not, you know, we ain't a bunch of amateurs over here.
Well done.
This was fun, man. Yeah. This was fun.
So just for posterity, let us go over the James Bond theme song rankings from 26 all the way to first. So at 26th, we have Surrender, then Die Another Day, then The Writing's on the Wall, Tomorrow Never Dies, we have All the Time in the World, The Living Daylights, The World is Not Enough, All Time High, You Only Live Twice, License to Kill. At 16th, we have Another Way to Die, Moonraker, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, Thunderball, GoldenEye, the James Bond theme and Three Blind Mice, For Your Eyes Only, From Russia with Love. Now we're in the top 10. With For Your Eyes Only is number 10, From Russia with Love, number 9, number 8, The Man with the Golden Gun, number 7, Nobody Does It Better, number 6, Diamonds Are Forever, number 5, Live and Let Die, number 4, Goldfinger, number 3, You Know My Name, number 2, A View to a Kill. And the number one James Bond theme song is Skyfall.
Man, A View to a Kill really lasted longer than I really thought it would. It really did. And I'm always curious when we do these, like, if things were seated differently, like, where the tournament would end up, like, how the ranking would stack. But, These are always fun, man. These are always fun, and I love doing them. And I'm glad we came to a consensus. I'm glad there wasn't a split decision on the final, because, you know, we know what we're talking about. Carrie, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
So if you thought this episode was going to be a banger, next month, whoo boy.
Next month, we will be back on our Mission Impossible bandwagon, and we will be reviewing Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Oh, boy.
I love that movie. Spoiler alert. That's going to be fun. I think Jay wanted to be on that one because I think he really likes the fifth Mission Impossible movie also. But we'll see. But thank you for listening. Thank you for being a premium member. And I don't have any fancy outros. Carrie, is there anything that you would like to plug?
No, not really. I guess if you're listening to this, you can also catch me on Dense Pixels, but you probably already knew that. So.
That's true. Yeah,
I ain't got shit going on.
Not a lot of wanderers coming in on the Golden Tongues podcast.
Mm-mm.
Well, there
I
you
can't
go.
Imagine.
Well, there you go. We'll have to think of another. I always love the tournament episodes, and we'll have to think of another tournament to do in a couple of months. We don't want to spoil you guys.
I mean, you guys can let us know which tournament you want to see next. We'll definitely consider it. On the table, one that I'm afraid to do a little bit for a variety of reasons. The tournament of Bond girls seems like.
Oh,
that would
boy.
Be a thing, yeah. A terrifying yeah.
just,
thing
just,
to do.
Let's just have two guys sit around judging women. that might not work.
No, I don't know if that is going to work, actually. You know what's probably the next tournament, actually? The Tournament of Henchmen. Whenever that happens.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll be really interesting, actually, so...
That'll be very fun because we have a wide array of very colorful characters that we have to choose from. So that'll be in a couple months. Next month, look out for a review of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. And until then, the men and women with the golden tongues will return. Overdue, I owe them.
never have.